Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
This is Andrew McDermott, and today I'm pleased to bring you an essay about human evolution by distinguished German paleontologist Günter Bechli. The title, Fossil Footprints from Crete Deepen Controversy on Human Origins. It's a review of some of the important developments in human evolution that occurred in 2017. It's a little technical, but stay with me. It's healthy to wade into the technical nuts and bolts sometimes in order to better understand the arguments that are made, on both sides. So here goes. It looks like 2017 was a year of reckoning for the established scientific consensus on human evolution. It all began with five discoveries that made worldwide headlines earlier in the year. First, after years of hot debate, a new phylogenetic analysis by Argue et al. In 2017 finally revealed that the hobbit, Homo floresiensis from Indonesia, is not a dwarfed descendant of Homo erectus, as had become the majority view, but a descendant of an archaic African hominin close to Homo habilis that should neither exist at that remote place outside of Africa nor at that late time more than 1.75 million years after the supposed extinction of such forms. Second, a new study by Dirks et al. In 2017 proved that Homo naledi from a cave in South Africa, which was celebrated as a missing link between ape-like Australopithecines and our own genus Homo, is really only 250,000 years old and a contemporary of more modern humans. Consequently, and as Barras 2017a shows, it is much too young to be an evolutionary link, but on the other hand, also much too primitive for its young age. Thirdly, as reported by Gibbons 2017, Australopithecus sediba, another failed missing link, was refuted as an ancestor in the Homo lineage by paleoanthropologist Bill Kimball in a new phylogenetic analysis, and instead attributed to a far-removed South African Australopithecine clade of more ape-like beasts. Next, a further story of the standard narrative of human origins fell apart. Holen et al. In 2017 demonstrated in the journal Nature that humans did not first arrive in America only 14,000 years ago, but roamed in Southern California some 130,000 years ago. This discovery rewrites the history of mankind, and according to a National Geographic story, quote, will spark a firestorm of controversy. Finally, in June 2017, the discovery of 315,000-year-old early Homo sapiens skull fragments and stone tools from Jebel Irhoud in Morocco overturned the established wisdom that Homo sapiens originated much later and 3,000 miles farther east in Ethiopia. So, five supposedly undisputable facts of human evolution turned out last year to be nothing but bogus claims. But of course, evolutionary storytelling is flexible enough to accommodate all these new facts in a revised just-so story. Alternatively, it may prefer simply to dismiss the evidence as false, as in the last case of the oldest Americans. But the year wasn't over yet. On August 31, 2017, news from Uppsala University in Sweden announced fossil footprints challenge established theories of human evolution. The discovery indeed was a bombshell that will likely create considerable further controversy. The technical publication by Gerlinski et al. Describes fossil footprints from Trachylos in western Crete, dated to a late Miocene age of about 5.7 million years. These footprints are indubitably from a large bipedal primate with human-like feet, and it is precisely the shape of our foot, quote, that is one of the defining characteristics of being part of the human clade. As Discover magazine reported, in a year of big shake-ups in the story of human evolution, a study published in the Proceedings of the Geologists' Association may be the biggest shock yet. That is because of the following enigmas. 1. The fossil footprints are out of place because they're much too old. Even though radiometric dating seem to be lacking, the biostratigraphic dating is very well established by marine microfossils above and below the horizon with the footprints, as well as a typical signature for the climax of the Messinian salinity crisis in the sediments directly above them. With an age of 5.7 million years, these footprints are 2.5 million years older than the iconic Lucy fossil, and even 1.3 million years older than Ardi. Another enigma. The fossil footprints are out of place because they occur in the wrong geographical region. All of the early hominins that are older than 1.8 million years have only been found in Africa, which led to the well-known standard textbook knowledge that humans originated in Africa, and only after the advent of our own genus Homo migrated to other continents in several out-of-Africa events. A European hominin at such an early age simply does not fit the common narrative and refutes the beautiful out-of-Africa story. Lastly, the fossil footprints are far too modern in their appearance. With their long sole with characteristic ball and big toe in line with the other toes, all lacking claws, these footprints differ from those of all other land animals, including the more ape-like feet, without ball and with the big toe sticking out sideways, of the much younger Ardipithecus ramidus, which is the earliest hominin with well-preserved feet, discovered in 4.4 million years old layers from Ethiopia. All this implies that the well-established scenarios of human evolution must be false, not only concerning their geographical location and timing, but also concerning the pattern of character origins and the alleged lineage leading from Ardipithecus via Australopithecines to humans. When the oldest known evidence for hominin feet predates the alleged African ancestors, such as Ardi and Lucy, but already shows relatively modern human footprints, what is more congruent with this new evidence, when looked at without bias? A gradual Darwinian evolution? Or rather an abrupt origin that requires intelligent design? Another obvious and apparently difficult question is how such bipedal animals, whether hominin or ape, could reach the island of Crete at all. However, in this case there could be an elegant solution indeed. Right at the geological time when the footprints originated, Crete was connected to mainland Greece because the Mediterranean Sea had largely evaporated during an event, already noted, that is called the Messinian salinity crisis, caused by a closure of the Strait of Gibraltar. Interestingly, in 2017, Fuss et al. Published an article in PLOS One that proposed hominin affinities of Graecopithecus, also known as El Greco, from the late Miocene of Greece and Bulgaria. There are only a few jaw fragments, but they are claimed to allow an attribution of El Greco to the human lineage. This is based on the small roots of the canine teeth, suggesting their reduced size as in hominins, as well as a fusion of the roots of the premolar teeth that is typical for hominins, but very rare in recent chimps. If this attribution is correct, it would make Graecopithecus the oldest known hominin, and the possible ancestor of the hominin that produced the trachylose footprints in Crete. Fuss et al. Suggested that the chimp-human split may have occurred about 8 million years ago in Southeast Europe rather than in Africa. Yet even though this hypothesis did not in any way contradict the idea of a Darwinian evolution of humans, it still attacked the cherished scientific consensus of the out-of-Africa hypothesis, which of course invited strong criticism of these heretical ideas. Unsurprisingly, such criticism was not restricted to the technical arguments, but extended to ad hominem attacks on the character of the researchers. For example, David Alba from the Catalan Institute of Paleontology in Barcelona said that the study's co-author, David Begun, had been arguing for 20 years that the great apes first appeared in Europe, so that it wasn't surprising at all that Begun is now arguing that hominins are as well originated in Europe. Sergio Almeida at George Washington University says it is important to bear in mind that primates seem particularly prone to evolving similar features independently. Single characters are not reliable to make big evolutionary claims. It is interesting that the latter argument is very rarely used by paleoanthropologists to question the attribution of the African alleged hominins like Lucy to the human lineage. Apparently, questionable evidence is acceptable as long as it agrees with the preferred evolutionary narrative. It's revealing that the title of the new article is followed by a question mark, since the authors have no other reason to be skeptical about their discovery than the inconvenient age and geographical location of the fossil footprints. This is actually admitted by the last author of the study, distinguished paleontologist Per Aalborg from Uppsala University, who says, "What makes this controversial is the age and location of the prints. This discovery challenges the established narrative of early human evolution head-on and is likely to generate a lot of debate." It is already becoming evident that many evolutionists will try to get rid of this cumbersome, conflicting evidence by considering these footprints as having been made by a European Miocene ape, which convergently evolved a bipedal locomotion. This is even though the fossil footprints themselves do not suggest any difference from human tracks that could support such an ad hoc assumption. In any event, independent or convergent origin of similar structures is a very common phenomenon in the history of life, which is quite unexpected if Darwinian evolution were true. Therefore, such an assumption of convergence would create another problem in this particular case. There are only a few characteristics that allow an attribution of the earliest hominin fossils to the human lineage, such as small canine teeth and adaptations for bipedal locomotion. However, if bipedal locomotion appeared several times among unrelated apes, as may also be suggested by Oreopithecus bamboli from the late Miocene of Italy, then one of the strongest character complexes loses much of its force. Given the fact that the evolutionary trees are built on only a few characteristics, which have weak support because of incongruent distribution, these trees do not justify the often bold claims about the allegedly well-established lineage of intermediate hominin fossils bridging the gap between chimps and modern humans. At the very least, after the dramatic experiences of the 2017 discoveries, paleoanthropologists should be more humble and admit that we know far less than we thought, and what we know is much less certain than what is still taught to pupils and students as well as presented to the general public by science popularizers in the media. Human evolution is still a highly controversial field, and given the large number of data studied with the most modern methods, this might give some reason for pause. Tarlac, in 2017, comments that in a year when we've learned our species is at least twice as old as we thought, and some researchers have claimed that hominins were in the Americas more than 100,000 years before the conventional arrival date, hey, anything goes. Well, anything surely only refers to anything that does not question the Darwinian paradigm of human origins, as such, even when more and more evidence accumulates against it. This was a reading of an essay by distinguished German paleontologist Günter Bechle. For the essay and the links to the many supporting articles, some of which I've mentioned here, go to Evolution News and Science Today and search for the title, quote, "Fossil Footprints from Crete." That's evolutionnews.org, and use the handy search tool to find, quote, "Fossil Footprints from Crete." That's it for now. It's always a pleasure to spend a few minutes with you, and I hope you've gleaned something from this fascinating look at the latest developments in human evolution and their implication for intelligent design. For ID of the Future, I'm Andrew McDermott. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID of the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.